Mishnah number 74, the Chavis HaLevavis, is explaining the proper bitachon when it comes regarding mitzvahs. And he explained that there's three components to a mitzvah: the bechira in one person's heart to do the mitzvah, the decision to actually bring it to action, and there is not a world of bitachon. There one's not supposed to just do a minimal hishtadlus or no hishtadlus and rely on Hashem. There he's supposed to put all his effort into it. Because that's uvacharta b'chayim. Where bitachon plays a role is in the third condition, and that is the actual asiyas hamitzvah, which there are so many things that are beyond his control, and that he has to be b'teach b'Hashem, that he'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And now the Chavis HaLevavis asks a question. And he says, we find a very interesting thing here. When we talked about Olam Hazeh, the things in this physical world, whether it was health, whether it was money, we said a person always has to have bitachin. Adarabah, the less ishtadlus a person does, and more bitachin, the greater it is. He has to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. And yet, when it comes to mitzvahs, the opposite is true. Two out of the three things, we're saying, you don't do bitachon at all, adirabba. It's all about you knowing what's best, trying to figure out what's best, choosing what's best. V'ahevdil shebein avodas habor levein shar inyani olam, v'mash negeya lebitachon elokim yisparach. And again, he's saying, what's the difference between Avodas Hashem and all other Inyani Ha'ilam? That when it comes to Avodas Hashem, a person has to think, what's the best thing for me? And I'm not supposed to rely on Hashem that He's just going to take care of everything and give me, in my heart, the proper decisions. And when it comes to Gashmias, like my job and my health, we said specifically, you do a hishtadlus, but then you rely Hashem, make me have the right decisions, make me do the right things. So, and you're not supposed to rely on your own choice, you're supposed to choose, knowing that really Hashem is pulling all the strings like the puppet master. So he says, who's that? Shebishar in Yani Olam, when it comes to Olam Hazel, in his galilonu ezem tzoy, hu yoyser tzoy vi yoyser mel mishar em tzoy. It's all about conduits and mediums and tzoyim, ways of earning parnasa, ways of becoming healthy or getting the proper refuah. And it has not been revealed to us which of these ways is better than the others, or which actually helps better than the other. And we don't know which one's worse and which one's more damaging. We don't know what's the best job for us. And we don't know which job is the one that's actually going to give us our parnasa. Or as b'yoseinu, our health, uve'eze mizchar, which job, v'eze derech, which road, uve'eze me'apulis ha'gashmias natzliach, kishenasek behen, and we don't know what we do that is actually going to be successful. It's a very unclear world out there. V'lechei noisen eshuras hadin. So therefore, the proper way, the shuras hadin, tells us, she'achar ishenasek behemtzayim, after we do our ishtadlus, and we're oisek in what we think is matim for us, and after we daven to Hashem, sheyitim b'libeinu as koyach hashiput hanochain, we say, Hashem, help us decide properly. Livchar esoim tzoim sheim achi toivim v'achi matimim avureinu. I don't know what's the best for me. I don't know what's the best fit for me. So we daven to Hashem, please help me make the right decision. Acharei kol zeh, after we daven, niftach el elikim, we have to be b'teach an Hashem, sheyitem b'libeinu as habechira anachayna. So we could daven, we could decide, we could weigh the options, but we have to rely on Hashem, that He's actually going to give us that siyata d'shmaya, to choose properly, v'yazer lanu lohitzi l'apayel as habu'ul Hashem l'tzor v'seinu. And it'll help us that we could actually perform the actions that are actually for our good.
When it comes to serving Hashem, it's not like that.
Hashem has already told us what's the proper way of serving Him.
Hashem said, look, re'ei, it says in the Pasuk, I've given you toiv and ra, chayim and maves, uvacharta, you choose.
And Hashem said, we're going to get reward for choosing. And that shows that if He's giving us reward, He's not making the decision for us. Because if He's making the decision for us, why are we getting schar?
And He gave us that power and ability to be able to choose.
And if we just daven to Hashem, help me choose.
And we say, you know what, we're going to rely on you, Hashem.
You should show us what's good for us.
That's a mistake. He's already showed it to us.
And the fact that we're relying on Him to help us choose which is the right path, that's not an unknown to us. Hashem's given us a Torah and told us and showed us what the right path is. For us to now go back to Him and say, Hashem, I'm unsure, help me out. You're unsure? What are you unsure about? You're unsure which parnasa to choose. You're unsure about a million and one other things in Olam Hazeh. But there's one thing that's clear. The Torah tells you what's good and what's bad.
Again, Bitachin is relying on Hashem. As we've spoken about so many times, Barichus, earlier in Shara Bitachin. Relying that He knows what's best, and we don't know anything. But in this area, we do know. He's already told it to us.
So Hashem already told us, you want to have schar in Olam Hazeh from mitzvahs? Do the chukim, l'toiv lanu.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given us all the information we need. So if a person says, I'm unsure, Hashem, I'm going to rely on you to help me decide what's good and bad, should I do the mitzvah or not? Please help me, Hashem, figure it out.
Hashem says, what do you mean? I told it all to you already. That's the wrong place for bitachon. This is the place where you put your all in, your bechira, and you'll get schar for that. That's the first difference between inyanei avodas Hashem and inyanei olam hazeh, in why in one, the more bitachon, the better, and why in one, the less bitachon, the better.